One of the things we're going to encounter as we engage in systemic change is working with diverse cultures. And it is important to understand some of the elements of culture that will help us to truly and effectively meet the needs of the people whom we serve. And so this presentation called One Cloth, Many Threads talks about both unity and diversity. This is one of my favorite quotes from the Lakota and Cherokee traditions. It says, "In the beginning, the Creator created four races, one for each of the four directions, yellow, black, red, and white. Each race was given a way of knowing the world and a way of understanding a piece of the truth." Notice that each of us only has a piece of the truth. It's when we all come together and share our pieces of truth that we come to truly know both one another and the truth of the realities that surround us. Some of the characteristics of culture are that it is learned. I heard a story a number of years ago about an American couple who wanted to adopt a Chinese baby so they could learn Chinese. Obviously, the baby didn't speak Chinese. Culture is something that we are taught from the day we are born. We are immersed in a particular cultural milieu. And what happens is we grow up believing that that's the only way things can be until we're exposed to other realities. Now, there's nothing wrong with the culture of which we are a part, but we also need to learn to recognize that the culture that others have grown up in is different from our own. Culture is shared. Frequently, we are surrounded by other people in our faith communities, in our educational situations, in our work communities, where other people do tend to think like we do. Young people today are growing up in a much different culture than many of us grew up in, because they are oftentimes surrounded by diverse cultures and are learning much earlier on about the differences in culture and learning to respect them as well. Culture is an adaptation developed to accommodate to environmental conditions. Let me give you an example. A number of years ago, when I was working on my doctorate, I was doing some work in the rainforest of northeastern Guatemala. Now, each year, each summer, I would go and I would work with different aldeas, small communities up in the mountains. And this one particular time, I was in an aldea close to Belize, and the gentleman I was working with was from Britain, and he was in charge of the educational program that I was a part of. Our job was to go and work with the teachers in these different communities and give them some ideas and then also work with the parents. Now, Steve and I had been working together for 3 or 4 years at this point. And the boat driver dropped us off at the shore and agreed to pick us up the next day. We simply carried our hammocks with us wherever we went. We found some children who could lead us up to the aldea because we would have never found it on our own. We got there, worked with the teacher all day, slung our hammocks in the classroom, which is just a thatched roof, thatched walls, and a dirt floor, and then decided later in the afternoon to go back down to the sea in order to bathe because there was no water in the village that day. And so we went back down, and we were walking barefoot along the edge of the coast when Steve stepped on something, and whatever it was, it bit him, and he was bleeding profusely. It had hit an artery. And I knew enough to get the bleeding stopped, but he was really weak after all the blood that he had lost. So I said, "You stay here, I'll go, I'll find help." So I ran off through the jungle looking for anybody. Now my Spanish is passable. My Quechua and Quiché are non-existent. And the only people I could find were some Mayans who were primarily Quiché speaking. And the gentleman who spoke a little bit of Spanish realized that I was in great distress. So he said, what can I do? And I'm trying to explain that my friend has been hurt. And the four of them, two men and two women, decide to come with me. So they come back and they gather around my friend. And the one who spoke a little Spanish says, "I see, le pica una raya, la gente muere de eso." Yes, your friend got bit by a stingray, he'll die. And I thought, okay, Steve, now I don't want you to die here. Don't panic. I'm sure we can find something that we can do. And they said, well, we could stay in their huts that night, so we didn't have to walk back up to the aldea where we had been staying. And I explained to the men that we had left our stuff up there. So the two men said they would walk back up with me, and Steve would stay down there with the women. So 2 hours later, we walk back up, 2 hours back down, and by now it's getting very dark. And the gentlemen are lovely, but I am very conscious of the fact that one of the worst snakes in the world inhabits this jungle, the Fear de Lance. And I am looking every few steps. And they're very carefully ahead of me, looking to make sure there's no snakes in the path. We finally get back down and Steve isn't there. The women are there, and they're chattering away in Kekchi, and I am like, I don't know what they're saying. And the man looks at me and he says, it's very bad. The bad people came and took your friend away. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, he's died. And they're going, no, the bad people just came and took him away. So I thought, okay, think Mayan. Do you know the bad people? Well, they did. I said, do you know where they live? Well, they did. So I said, well, take me to their house. So we set off through the jungle. And at one point, the man says to me, just step on this board and walk across this creek here. And I said, fine. The next day I realized there was a 50-foot drop under that creek. So it was really good I didn't see down there. But we did arrive at the bad people's house, and they were Ladinos instead of being Mayan Indians. And there was a lot of hostility between the two. And the Mayans had just arrived at this part of the country because they had fled the part that they had normally lived in up in the highlands due to the conflicts. And one of their friends had in fact died the preceding week from the bite of the stingray. What had happened when I went back up to retrieve our belongings was a young Ladino boy had come by who spoke obviously fluent Spanish and said to Steve, my father will know what to do for you. We have lived here all our lives. This happens. So he took him back to his house. They made a paste out of something called palitos de hombres, and then they gave him a tea to drink. And that evening he had a really high fever, but by the next morning he was fine. Now, my doctor didn't amount to a hill of beans in that situation. These people had adapted to their environmental conditions. They knew what to do in an emergency like that. And we all know how to do that. It's just that our knowledge is different depending on the environments in which we live. Culture is a dynamic system. It is continually changing. Those of you who have children know well that the culture your children are growing up in is very different from the one you grew up in.